interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Good morning, you beautiful bastards. Lottie with an 81 month sup.
You
old bitch.
Butts.
Appreciate you, buddy. Stella, 53 months in chat.
I guess that's okay.
I mean, that's all right.
Yeah, whatever.
Lottie did 81, but
I mean, no, that's fine. No, you just.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
No, that's where. You know.
It's fine.
So we've been here for at least 81,
it's fine,
but
it's fine,
Stella's
it's fine.
53.
It's fine, it's fine. It's not a big deal. We just see who loves us
but
more.
But I mean, no, yes.
Not that it's a competition.
No.
Streaming is the future. Follow us on Twitch, please. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY.
Nice.
Everyone else saying good morning. Good morning to you.
Right.
How was your mommy's day? Good?
Everyone have good mommy's days?
I hope you had a nice day, and if you no longer have your mother, I'm sorry you were able to remember her, or,
you could still be a bad mother.
You can be a bad mammy jammy.
That's all, y'all.
Yeah, frost on the ground this morning, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
It's starting to trend up, but...
It is. We got a good week ahead of us, I think.
Let me make sure I get the day right, because, again, we've talked
there
about...
There is an 80-degree day on the thing.
Yeah. No, okay, yeah. The 18th.
See?
90.
Okay.
So it's...
Whoa, 90 now?
Like, what? Come on, stop it. Stop it. In 1 week? That's what I mean. We don't even get a spring. It just goes, oh, here's that right in your face.
Holy smokes. JoJo went and did Mother's Day bingo at Turning Stone yesterday. 9 a.m. till 6:30.
Why?
I think it was just so busy, right, JoJo?
Is that how long they usually go for?
Wow.
Or did you just were like...
Not when I went. It was like 4 hours.
You're just like, screw it. Keep calling the numbers.
Keep them coming.
Kate and Goon.
Good morning, Sonny Che in Twitch. Of course, that is an insanely busy bingo day. It was Mother's Day bingo, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We hung around the house for Mother's Day. I looked like the worst son ever, not to start out with a negative attitude, as last week, I ordered a nice bouquet of flowers.
Oh, nice.
To be sent to old Tam Tam Two Hips yesterday, and I kept waiting to get confirmation, and by 9:30 p.m. last night, I text my mother, and I go, did you get my flowers? She goes, no, I didn't get anything.
Huh.
So all day... On Mother's Day, it looked like her favorite child, her baby boy, completely blew her off.
Well, you didn't say anything all day to her?
I wanted to be surprised. I'm not going to be like, keep an eye out.
No, I just mean like, in general?
No, I mean, I let the day go because I'm like, all right, well, I'll ask. I don't know. I was just like, they'll get delivered at some point.
Yeah. But I'm saying that was your happy Mother's Day. You went once the flowers showed up.
I texted her.
You didn't blow her off.
The first thing in the morning, I texted her.
That's what I mean.
Said, happy Mother's Day. I love you in the morning. But like, I was like, so her whole day, all she thought was she got a text from me.
That's plenty. She's so lucky enough to get that.
And I felt like garbage. I was like, after the. I mean, I don't know how I'm competing with my siblings. I don't know how they came through on Mother's Day, but I don't want to be just the kid that sent a text.
Yeah, well, everyone knows. Yeah, I was going to say, everyone knows you love your mom, gay.
So I sent it. So I emailed the company, Pro Flowers. I'll blow them up. I don't care. I email them. I go, you never delivered my flowers. And like whatever their AI thing replies, we have confirmed a non-delivery and we apologize and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I want my money back, and you're going to go deliver those flowers. So they'll be doing that today, but it's too little, too late.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
Too little, too late.
Or, I mean, but think of it this way. Now you get the money back, and she still gets the flowers.
And they said they're going to upgrade, and they're going to write an apology, they said.
See? So there you go. Good.
I just felt sad thinking that all day, Tam Tam, I doubt she was thinking about me at all, but I felt sad that I was like, that she, again, her favorite baby, first right. baby, just sent her a text and then blew her off all day.
She was probably at some sort of fancy brunch.
Nah, they were cleaning the basement I got.
Same thing.
Yeah. Sister's right. A real favorite son would have hand-delivered flowers. I'm not going all the way over there on Mother's Day. Come on now.
You seen the price of gas?
You can barely get to work. I ain't going over there.
It's a lot, Biden.
Twitch.tv, yeah, thanks. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY is the future. Please be following us there and subscribing and saying what's up. We are live on a Monday. Lots to get to. 315-364-109. How was your weekend otherwise? Some nice weather yesterday. Did you get out and about?
I mean, you and went out and did went to a Point Place, got nice. A little takeout after.
Nice.
It was fun. It was nice.
What'd you play?
A little bit of everything. Didn't win anything, but a little bit of everything.
Do they have good machines over there?
The Not thing your is, favorites? Is that they got rid of a lot of the ones you know, and they're all the same.
Oh.
Like, they're all the same generic bells and whistle looking, feed the whatever, keep adding to the rocket ship, sure. keep making the coins bigger. There's sure. 8 different piggy bank ones. It was awesome. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was just...
You like a variety.
I like what they had, you know, when we first started kind of going to the casinos with the Ghostbusters one.
And we say it all the time.
Spin the power wheel.
We like to be entertained.
The koi fish. But I get that people probably get bored and this keeps people coming back.
JoJo won 37 feeding pigs yesterday. She said
wow.
37
See?
Bucks.
There so. You go.
Them pigs, they want to eat.
They do. They want to eat.
Happy birthday to my lovely wife. Today's her birthday.
Oh, 30 happy
years
birthday.
Old today. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, she can finally get a drink and I can stop having me buy her booze illegally.
7 years young for my lovely bride today. Back to back, Mother's Day into a birthday. It's a banger, buddy.
All right. Keep getting texts. Hey, just need a quarter keg for a party. I'm like, oh my God.
She's so youthful and so young.
So that'll be good now.
So full of vit and vigor. Well, Jathan Glider.
That's not.
That's a name. Jathan.
Jathan?
J-A-Y-T-H-A-N.
Like I bit my tongue halfway through Jason?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Or you wanted to name the kid Nathan. He wanted to name the kid Jay. Let's combine them to Jathan.
Mm-hmm. Jathan, come on down here, Jathan.
Yes. Jathan Glider. Sounds like he's not really all with it.
Yeah.
As I'm just going to read you the headline. Texas man who swallowed stolen Tiffany diamonds will represent himself at trial. I want a live stream of this. I want to watch it.
Did he just like... Because, I mean...
He...
Then you're going to have a tough
went
time.
Went to a Tiffany store at the Mall of Millennia.
Okay.
Said, can I guess, first of all, why are they just like letting them see, and Sister is right, aren't all names just made up? It is. They are all made up. Whoa. Whoa. But Jathan is another level.
Yeah, that's, yeah, like what?
First of all.
Were they just like a cartoon dumped out a little sack of diamonds? I'm like, ha, 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 he has a lot of diamonds. And he just like, bloop, bloop, bloop. Like little,
I'm going to tell you.
Little blueberries?
I'm going to tell you. They are not, I'm not blaming the victim because you did get diamonds stolen. But why would you just put out $770,000 worth of diamonds?
So they did.
To
they
just some rando.
And then what, like, turned your back?
He went into the Tiffany store. They showed him two sets of solitaire earrings worth $609,000 and $160,000. Police arrested him 6 hours later where he had swallowed the stolen jewelry. Maybe he stole them and swallowed them later. I don't know. Yeah, all of this is wild. Quote, he asked, am I going to be charged with what's in my stomach? Yeah, because you swallowed almost $1 million worth of diamonds. Security video captured the theft, strengthening the prosecutor's case. He faces up to life in prison because he is a habitual offender. Who would have thought?
Oh, my God.
His criminal history spans 20 years of multiple jewelry thefts.
All right, then, yeah.
So
bro.
This is like a guy who's been doing this for a while.
He just thinks he's I don't know, there's something wrong with him, or he thinks he's
funny.
And now he's going to
defend himself in court. Yeah. Now he's going to defend himself in court.
Mm-hmm. This is going to go good. I hope they put it on the TV.
Mm-hmm. I want to watch Jathan defend his...
Jathan to the stand?
With
Jathan?
A belly full of diamonds. You don't got to get over there to East Syracuse at all today, do you?
And then the other way, if I want to try to go around.
Nope. There's nothing going on. These aren't your exact roads that are closed, are they, bud?
And then that right there.
Yeah,
also
481. Yeah,
overnight.
You're
that's right. Okay. That's
good morning, everybody. Polite. Happy Monday.
See what I mean? Like,
yep.
No matter what way.
It's construction season, baby.
I try to go.
It's construction season.
I know.
The first ever K-Rock plant swap is happening Saturday, May 30th from 2 to
Heck
4
yeah.
at Crazy Daisy's. This is all up to you guys, whatever you want to bring. And like I've been saying, I've never done a plant swap,
no.
but we hear you guys like it.
Yeah.
So bring your cuttings, your seeds, whatever plants right. you don't want anymore.
Yeah, just anything. Just come have a plant hang.
And even if you have no interest in swapping plants, come get a beer and something to eat over at Crazy Daisy's. We'll be just hanging out there from 2 to 4 on Saturday, May 30th.
A little fancy drink.
Get a drink. Come hang out or buy plants. They sell them there, too.
Yeah, if you don't have any plants... This would be your place to come and get some.
Yeah, come on out, plan it. Put it in your calendar. Saturday, May 30th, 2 to 4. Coco and I'll be at Crazy Daisy's.
I bet there's probably even a random cat that strolls around. Seems like the type of place.
Looks like that would be a cat place.
The cat you'd see sunning itself in the sun.
We were driving out. What did we do on Saturday? Oh, we went. Have you ever been to Marcellus? Do you ever walk around Marcellus?
Yes. Like, what do you mean?
It's the cutest little town. I never get out there.
Yeah.
So
no, it's
our
great.
Oldest does acting classes Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So the wife and I are looking for things to do. We drove out to Marcellus, went to that spot you guys keep telling us about. That's what she read. It's a little bookstore.
Okay.
That was cute.
Nice.
We went to the Marcellus Mercantile that had all these old-timey, like, vintage things that was cute.
Okay, I think I've seen in the windows of that place.
Yeah. But it was just a cute little town. I'd never been to Marcellus. Yeah, I mean, no, I'm sure I have, but I don't remember it.
It is fun.
It is a cute little town.
It's got nice little spots.
But we were out there driving around, and we went to this one spot. I already forget what it was called. Wren's, something Wren, W-R-E-N. And she had two cats just there.
Okay, yep.
That's how I got there.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Just two cats sitting on the countertop who want you to pet them.
Yep.
Cute little area.
No, I like that. That whole big circle is where Elsa and I frequent mostly.
I love a cute little town. Yeah. That Marcellus is a cute little town.
There's a lot to do there in that little park that's on the other side.
Oh, what park is that?
It's on like the other, I don't know the names of it.
Right.
But yeah, if I Googled it, I would show you. But
highly recommend a little trip out that way if you're looking for a spot.
Oh, absolutely. Heck yeah.
I can't tell if I'm getting like these like new spam texts.
I mean, I have.
You've been getting spam?
It seems like that's like not a thing anymore, where that was not allowed or whatever, wherever we were being protected or something.
Every day I get a text from a random number and they're checking in on me, but I don't reply.
Oh.
Is anybody else getting these?
What do you mean?
That's why I don't know if they're spam, but why would anybody be texting me, checking in on me? Here's the thing. Yesterday I get one from a 416 area code. I was thinking of you. How have you been doing? I don't know that number, and I've never had a conversation with them before. The day before that, I got one from, let me see. Hold on, I'll find it. A 579 number. How are things going in your day-to-day life? Question mark.
That's got to be some type of...
Day before that, another one, just checking in on my mental health.
Your number got sold to something somewhere, right? I don't know how all that works.
I don't text back because my instinct is to be like, who is this? But I don't do that because...
I'll call.
I think once I do that, it confirms the number is active.
Pardon me. I'll call and I'll hit mute on my side.
Uh-huh.
And just to see if someone answers.
All right.
You know, we can go from there.
Days got one of those yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Good. Because... Oh, yeah, targeting gets them and says, hey, it's been a while. How have you been? All right, good. Because I'm such an emotional wreck right now that
you just text them back.
I'm be like, oh, how am I doing? Not great.
You're like, okay.
There's going to be somebody in India that's going to get a call back.
Right.
How are you doing?
Oh,
how is your mental health? Really bad, actually.
I did not expect you to call me.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just really, really stressed out because my job is scary and I don't know what's going on. And
I was going to steal your credit, but now I'm going to make sure you're okay, sir.
Yeah, and then I become a friend with the call center.
The spam caller calls you every other day.
Yeah.
Just checking in. Not going to steal your credit yet. Just making sure you're okay.
Yeah, I'll be
I'm
okay.
I'm going to, though.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to.
It's nice of the spam people to check in on my mental health.
Yeah.
It's not due. My mental health's at an all-time low, call centers, if I can just save you the time.
Text that pack right now.
I'm at an all-time low.
What can I do?
What can you do to help me? Are you hiring?
Are you hiring?
If so, please.
Oh,
Can I send you a resume? I don't know how to have a resume.
They delete and block you.
Yeah, I annoy them. Well, a new study says not all worrying is bad worrying. I think I'm doing the bad worry. I think I'm a bad worrier.
Okay.
What's Reader saying? I get them all the time, but they're like, they offer me money for a business. Apparently, my name is Wasim, and I own a company named Armor Jeans.
Hell yeah.
I kind of want to look up Armor Jeans and use the company directory to find Wasim. Well, Wasim, or Wasim Reader, take that money. Take that seed money.
Seems like a good idea. I think you should do it. Huh?
Now Josh is worried he's a bad worrier. I am. I'm always worried. And a new study says that not all worrying is bad. Researchers have found a certain type of anxiety was linked to 35% lower risk of death over 15 years. Well, I don't think I'm doing this kind of worrying.
But yeah, I mean, I get that because it's, you have to worry about things, but it's not so much a worry as I think it means you care about stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't worry that I'm going to pay my bills. I just have to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, so it's not a worry. It's just, I know I'm going to have to do that.
So what, you don't worry about that?
No, I'm going to do it anyway.
But what if there's no money coming in? How are you going to do it?
That part, then what are you going
to
do?
That doesn't stress you out? You don't worry like that? Not to get everybody all anxious in the morning, but
I mean, that part, yes. But I mean, just the fact that, you know, I have to doesn't, I mean, makes me angry more than makes me worry.
It does make me angry that I have to live like this. You don't just curl up in bed and cry for a whole day? No.
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 Well, I need to see what you're up to then.
Well, we can't. We start this so damn early.
No, I do my weekend crying on the weekends.
Gotcha.
I squeeze it right in.
That's when you can get outside and do it.
Exactly, Fuzz. Every room's a panic room if you just give it a minute.
Right? Just give it a sec.
Yeah, I just like to lay there and cry, and then my family worries about me, and it's a fun circle of life.
But what's good worrying?
Well, they say certain types of anxiety can help you live longer. I'm not doing that. Whatever this one is, I'm not doing it. They're describing it as emotional reactivity and internal stability. E-R-I-S. It means you're just being cautious and anxious without the emotional stability. So you're like, hey, I'm not going to go into that dark cave because I don't know what's in that cave. I'm not going to venture in there.
Oh, wow.
You would.
Dark
you
cave.
Would.
Hell yeah, dark cave. But no, it's like Walmart had a butt ton of clearance TVs the last week or so on sale. Mm-hmm. And they probably still do if you go there because, again, the end of April is the end of the Japanese fiscal year. So all those
things. Is that a truth?
That's why you're seeing all of the, if you go to Walmart and such places, there's clearance TVs like crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
I didn't know that. That's why I could buy one, but I have to worry about the fact that you can't just spend money frivolously like that. So I guess is that it?
No, you talked yourself out of a bad decision. See, you're doing a better form of worrying. I need to follow your path. I've never had a best case scenario happen in my brain ever. It's always worst case scenario.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yes.
So I'm always living in worst case scenarios. You just talked yourself out of, hey, I don't need that. Yeah, sugar, we noticed 85-inch TVs yesterday. We were at Walmart and they're 85-inch TVs. And I was like, man, that'd be dope.
There were 75 for like.
Again, don't spend money right now.
For like $200.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's stupid.
I stood in front of it with the hands on my head for a minute. I'm like, just get it and set it somewhere for a little bit and figure it out. But I didn't.
Folks with emotional reactivity and internal stability have a 35% lower risk of death. Researchers say that people with this were less likely to smoke, more likely to exercise. They eat healthier. They go to the doctor for preventative care. I'm not doing any of these things. Study found that this type of worry comes from older survival instincts in the brain, meaning you need to be cautious, you need to avoid risky behavior, and you need to stay healthy. We ain't doing that worrying.
No.
That is, I'm doing the other kind of worrying.
No, I mean, I don't worry. I just am aware of things like, you know, staying within the means and not eating, you know, cheeseburgers all day, stuff like that.
All
like
day.
That
just type one of, or two yeah. cheeseburgers is
I
fine.
I wish I could. I absolutely could.
All right. So whatever the good anxiety is, I don't got that. I got the bad one.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Well, I hope so. Hey, weren't you that Josh guy from the radio? Yeah, but can I just see your receipt, please?
Yep, thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
K-Rock Kids. Oh, W-K-R-O.
I hit the thing.
That actually worked out really well.
That did work
funny.
Out. It's funny. Yep. Oh, ooh. I see two things of Pringles. Okay, yep, there they are.
There's right, rotisserie chicken.
Thank you. I used to like you guys. Yeah, thank you. Can I see...
Great. Now, got to get a pull off that.
Can I get some of those peanut M&Ms or? Aw. 315-364-109 K-Rock text line. Check on in. Brought to you by Burdick Toyota. We're closed because of ants. That's what a hospital is doing right now up in Canada. Like, Manitoba, Canada has announced that they are suspending all surgeries. Because of the ants. We got too many ants, and we don't want them crawling in the wounds.
I was... I got up and throw up.
I got too many ants.
I thought you were going to say something silly and be like, the world's largest convention of ants and step ants.
Oh, that would have been funny. No.
But no, this is gross.
A better show would have had that.
You can't... I don't think you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can't just have ants. But that's... That's springtime. That's what happens. Once it starts to get a little nice out, and then it like they come out and then it rains that first time, they all try to scamper somewhere. So there must be like a big-ass colony
knock
up there
on
somewhere.
Wood. I haven't seen any ants in our house yet. Knock on wood. We've been having the not ladybugs fly in. We've been having the stink bugs.
Yep. Nope, I've seen a
but
couple.
But not too bad with the ants so far.
A little tiny one here or there, but that's, I mean,
according to
I
the report,
care.
Ants have been spotted everywhere in the hospital.
Ugh.
And no one can figure out where they're coming from. So due to the infestation, they are currently working with exterminators to track them down. But all surgeries are delayed.
Just go around the outside with those little spray things.
Or while you're doing the surgeries, you have a live squasher.
Yeah. Just or
stand by.
I mean.
Stand by. Look for it.
Or get one of those little guns that I got.
Oh, read JoJo. Hopefully they're not coming from the morgue.
That would be hilarious. They pull out a
squeeze. Thank you for the 69 months. Twitch is the future. Thank you, sir.
Pull out a poor dead body from there, and it's covered in. Oh my God! I don't know why that's making me grossed out, but it is. That's nasty. But no, get one of those salt guns that I got, and like what you said, while you're doing the surgery, someone just stand guard and look.
Pow! Sorry, we blasted salt into your open wound.
Yeah, it's all right. It'll clean it.
They're just ants and there's no real safety risk, but they are afraid, like I said, this is in the article, they're afraid that patients will have literal ants in their pants. So for time being, all minor elective procedures are delayed. Any patient who requires urgent surgical treatment can be taken to a nearby ant-free hospital, bud.
No, thank you.
No ants. Okay.
Oh, you ever put your hand on like an ant hill and you're sitting somewhere? Oh, it's the worst.
I don't go out of doors much, so not really, no.
Ugh.
Not really.
Just sitting on a hill and you put your
Were
hand
Were you out
doing
and about yesterday? Did you get out and about and enjoy the weather yesterday?
No, I mean, it was out and about, but not really an outdoors day.
Ended up being a nice day yesterday. Everybody was worried.
Yeah.
I saw the coverage up at Watkins Glen. They were like, it's going to be rainy on race day. And then it ended up being a beautiful day yesterday.
Oh, good. I'm glad that
Went to Watkins Glen? Anybody?
Anybody have a good old Mudder's Day?
Right. Sister says somehow the hospital would find an extra surcharge. No, actually, we do need to charge $100,000 based on we are an ant-free facility.
We had to do two pumps. So, sorry.
Excellus didn't cover the ant protection, so that's out of pocket, unfortunately.
I have salt in my kidney.
Yeah. Ooh, Joe went to Tupper Lake. Very nice.
Ooh, look at you guys.
A good day for a drive. How was your Sunday? Get us on demand wherever you download your favorite podcast. Type in K-Rock, the show, and boom. All good. Americans, Exposed to hantavirus, arrived in the U.S.
Is Nebraska okay?
Is Nebraska okay?
They're arriving in Nebraska.
I know, they're going to the quarantine center. What are you guys going to do for lockdown 2.0?
I think we're good. I think we are.
What are you guys going to do?
But this, it's the same thing. But up front, I'm going to say, can I have $200 and not a stupid pewter horse?
Can I have some cash money, please?
What I'm going to say.
I don't want to be essential this time. We're not going to be essential this time, right?
Oh, we're essential.
Are we? We're going to be essential again.
We were like immediately essential. It was very weird.
Nope. Yeah.
All radio or whatever personnel, you're essential.
Oh. Go to work.
Okay.
Go to work.
No, if this happens, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're okay.
Sadly, this hantavirus, I guess, kills you so fast. There's really not a time to have it kind of, like, it's a 40% mortality rate.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
I don't really know a lot about it.
It's really nasty, and if you get it, it's bad. But whereas COVID, like, it kind of, like, you could be asymptomatic and carry it and not know.
Not this.
This one you know pretty quick. I don't know. I still don't love it.
No.
Like, dude, they're going to be quarantined in Nebraska for a while, I guess.
Yeah, I'd imagine you have to stay there for like a month, I would say.
I think it's like 8 weeks.
Yeah, I would say until
time.
You find out how whatever blood changes over in your body or whatever. I don't know how that works.
Whoa, slow down. Listen, Cody and I will be doing whatever we're doing as we are essential.
Essential again.
Coco, I got to say, I really enjoyed Backlash. I don't know if you guys tuned
Backlash.
In.
Backlash!
Tuned in to WWE's paid live event on Saturday. Started at 6. That was a nice early one.
Yeah, it was. The matches were longer. It went. I was nervous that they were going to do like 6 to 8 and be done.
Because mm-hmm.
they try to treat it like a TV show.
Because
their ESPN's still learning.
Yeah.
But no, that was fine. I
haven't really watched a lot of paid live events, but I've watched a few this year. I've kind of gotten back into the world of wrestling, as weird as that is.
No,
like, I'm interested in it again.
It's because it's great. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan. WWE's got its issues, but there's still good people on the roster. At least it's not a roster problem. AEW is exploding. New Japan's got good stuff. TNA is... I mean, I had fun at the live events. They are going to pick up some new people here and there. There's a ton of independent promotions.
Cool, very cool.
That's it. I mean, once you start kind of like almost rabbit holing, if you will, the wrestling world, you start finding a ton of extra, like,
yeah, I know.
Oh, I didn't even know that I loved Progress Wrestling.
Yeah, I know it's not for everybody, and it's, you know, a lot of people like to pick on it. That's fine. It just brings me joy right now.
It's a fun TV show.
And I don't know her name, but Io Sky wrestled
Asuka,
and she retired, kind of.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I didn't realize that, oh, no, oh God, she's 44. Oh, no. But I...
44 is
when
a youthful age.
Yeah, but when you're throwing yourself around like she's been doing for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't... And with the pay cuts they've been asking people to take, maybe she was like,
they just can't afford it, guys. Anybody think of TKO and the Billionaires?
And then they
please.
Still kind of double down on it in the reports that come out, even after everyone found out what the top... Brass was making.
Yeah.
They still
they don't
were,
care.
They still were like, no, we're going to.
In any part of the entertainment business, us included, they kind of know they got you by the balls. And they'll say, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go wrestle? AEW they're too full already. Where are you going to go?
Or they slap
so
you with
the. So take a pay cut or where you want, you know, like
the 90 day thing. So you won't be able to do anything for 90 days.
Yeah. They know they got them by the balls.
And it's ridiculous.
It was down in Tampa, Florida. Started out with a... Can I use a website, please?
No.
Incorrect. Started out with Bron Breakker, Seth Rollins.
Oh, phenomenal match.
Phenomenal match.
Yeah, I like that. Spoiler, by the way, if you're going to want any spoilers, too bad.
You're a couple days behind.
I like that they put Bron over.
Yeah?
I like Seth, because Seth, this doesn't hurt him.
Yeah.
Loss. He's already so good that any loss... only elevates the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really do anything to him. So I like that because he's awesome.
Trick Williams defeated Sami Zayn.
Yep, another really good match that they put on for free.
And who
ESPN
was
that?
Who was the rapper that was there? Lil Yachty was there?
I know the name. Him and Trick Williams are like...
Lil Yachty rapped like this.
Oh,
This is the voice of Lil Yachty.
Right? Am I thinking of Lil Yachty?
I like yours better.
Am I right?
Oh.
But he's okay because it's not... he's with Trick, and it's like his Trick that's like his buddy, as opposed to like Jelly Roll, who was overtaking somebody's role.
Gotcha.
Lil Yachty is a part. He's part of it. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Controversial match with Danhausen. I loved it.
Yeah, I was a fan after, because I saw only, I haven't watched SmackDown yet. I just saw the Danhausen thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. And once I saw the sketch of him and his machine breaking, I was like, it's going to be a mini.
So for those of you that don't watch, Danhausen is my favorite character right now, just because he's silly and he's clearly the comedic relief of wrestling.
I like his outfits.
He challenged The Miz and Kit Wilson to a match, but it was a tag team match, and he didn't have a tag team partner.
Yes.
So for a whole week, people were like, "We first of all thought it was going to be Jelly Roll." Everybody thought it was going to be Jelly Roll coming out as Jelly.
There were a lot of people that it was like, because I think he was booked,
and I'm sure there
I think he was originally booked.
Hopefully,
maybe not for
somebody at headquarters saw the backlash for that?
Well, yeah, the reports came out immediately after the McAfee stuff, while it was still going on, that they were going to scale back whatever they could, because that's not working.
Jesus Christ, enough Jelly Roll. The Netflix is a Joke Festival was last week.
Okay.
And there was a photo of all the comedians that released, and right in front and center was Jelly Roll. And everyone's like, "What? Why is Jelly Roll here? Why?
There's just too much Jelly Roll."
I literally think he's got like this PR machine that spins up stories and puts him at things. It is unbelievable.
He pays a lot to do those types of deals.
It's unbelievable how much.
Yes, he has a very good PR firm.
They're still pushing him and his wife, but I digress. So everybody thought it was going to be Jelly Roll with Danhausen. Like you said, on SmackDown, he doesn't get a tag team partner all week. He's tagging, you know, Cold Steve, Patsy Phil, all of his wrestlers.
People were mad. They thought it was going to be Punk. There's no need for that.
Why would Punk come out?
That's too behind the scenes. They're best friends or really good friends. Well, that's in
still, but that
real life. He's friends with Connor.
Yeah.
Or whatever isn't that guy, Danhausen's name is.
Donovan.
He's friends with Donovan. I mean.
So, Danhausen on Friday Night SmackDown shows his cloning machine. He's like the best, his best tag team partner would be himself.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Danhausen with Danhausen. So, he makes a cloning machine, takes out one of his teeth, puts it in the cloning machine. And this is what I love about his character is like he's just a stupid villain who's also very nice. His cloning machine breaks. And when it came to match time, a little mini house came out.
Because it broke halfway through.
Halfway through the clone.
Which I'm kind of glad, because I didn't want it to be, it wouldn't have been Stone Cold.
No!
I didn't want it to be really anybody else.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of, you know, but like I didn't need it to be Papa Shango.
No, I like how they did it.
There wasn't a real good answer other than that to keep up with the goofy Danhausen gimmick.
And the mini housing that came out, I don't know his name, but it was a phenomenal lucha wrestler.
Yeah, he used to wrestle like
El Tortino or something.
Like 10 years ago he did it.
Regardless.
So we haven't seen him in 10 years and he just pops back up. Good for him.
The guy is 61 years old, allegedly. Whoever was in that mask comes out, has a great match. Yeah. Like he did, even Danhausen joked on the post interview, he did all the heavy lifting. Danhausen was kind of off. And he had great moves. I really liked the match.
No, it was good. I liked it accomplished what it needed to. Now they could probably move on, or I don't know if they set up a Danhausen Miz thing, which they could still do.
They could probably pump the brakes on Danhausen a little bit now.
Oh, I think they're going to keep going full steam just because they want.
He is the number one merch guy.
They see the money, and that's all they're going to go for.
But the people that were so angry about that match.
Yeah.
This is so stupid to take a slot away from a.
It's like, who did you want, though?
Who did you want there?
It was
like,
fun, and that's what he does.
Like, you do know this is entertainment, right?
Yeah, it's...
Like, these big oiled-up men and women aren't really settling scores in the ring.
He's not really a fake old-timey vampire.
No.
You guys
were fine with the fact that The Undertaker and Kane were brothers from hell, but you can't handle a Danhausen Minihausen match. All right.
Yes. No, that was. But no, it's like, who would you want? Because I agreed. I thought it would have been funny, but accomplished nothing if he had beat Cena, but Cena was unaware, and they He had his entrance, and there was nobody in Danny. You can't see him. And then Cena was there.
Yeah.
And you could cut to Cena in the back just in his outfit, like, or his
suit
just.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not interested, yeah.
But Danhausen, you can't see him. You cannot see him.
Speaking of Cena, what did you feel about his foundation, the John Cena Classic, his announcement? What do you think about that?
I don't understand. I mean, I get
what
it is.
You don't know what I'm talking about. John Cena announced they're going to be doing another paid live event called the John Cena Classic, where a current...
The Owner Classic?
Oh, is that what it's a play on?
Except for John Cena's not dead.
But did Owen Hart do what he's doing where it's like an up-and-comer versus a...
No, but in AEW, they do like a whole, like just like a tournament to crown every year Owen Hart Classic or Owen Hart Champion or whatever. That just kind of seems like this is. I don't... Because the way he explained it, it could be anybody that's involved in the tournament. So what's the point of the tournament? I win the tournament.
Yeah.
But Josh... got the fans behind him in the first match, even though he lost. Fans vote Josh champion.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. They didn't give a date. You don't really know anything about it yet, but it's going to be, it's stars from the main roster squaring off with future stars from NXT.
Which, okay.
Like Jealousy says, you can lose, but still be champ. I don't know how it's going to work, regardless.
I mean, I'll watch it.
I agree that the people demand the Dirty Dogs find their way to the John Cena Classic.
Right? I think that only makes sense.
It only makes sense. And then finally, Jacob Fatu versus Roman Reigns. What were your takes on that?
That was fun. Fatu looked awesome.
Yeah.
I like that Roman won. But
Roman Reigns' big white teeth blinded me in that match.
I do like that.
He's got the biggest, whitest teeth.
But he didn't look like... 5 years ago, I'm going to run through you, Roman.
Mm-hmm.
He looked kind of beatable, which I think is good going forward, because I don't know if we can really handle another giant Roman Reigns run.
Yeah.
But that was still good. I liked it.
It was a fun night. It was just it was a quickie. It was, 3 hours probably?
That was
perfect.
That's all you need.
It's perfect.
It's all you need for stuff like that. It doesn't need to be 8 hours of...
Do they do something tonight on Raw, like... Anything having to do with Backlash, or does Raw just kind of do its own thing?
They'll recap type deal, stuff like that.
I like that they, I was even watching the post show, whatever that is, and they brought Danhausen up, and he brought all of his mini housings, and they were messing with the camera and stuff. I liked it.
It's fun. I mean,
they're clearly
not?
Leaning into the comedic element. They get what it is.
Yep.
I watched a behind the scenes clip of Triple H, coaching the mini housings. And he seemed to find, he thinks it's funny. And
It was silly. Because, again,
silly.
Who did you want them to
who
have?
Did you want?
There's no, I don't know. I liked it.
There were a pocket of wrestling fans that were very mad about it.
Yes.
And I don't know why. Happy Monday. Happy birthday to my lovely wife.
My wife.
30 years young today.
Although,
now you make the scene all day.
What?
It becomes a little problematic.
What?
When you think of the age of your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Man.
I guess the math. Don't math it. I'm trying to be nice. Trying to call my wife young, but don't start doing math there, as I have a 17-year-old.
Cookie cake?
I don't
except
know.
Except for the regular cake.
I'm
very into the dessert decision.
You
want
to come over for some desserts, bud? You're welcome to.
Give me cupcakes.
We had a lot yesterday. I told Cody. The best combo... All right, let me ask you guys. Better combo. Better combo. Birthday cake with a scoop of ice cream, or what I did yesterday... Brownie ice cream cake.
That is a... Oh, it's ice cream cake?
It's ice cream cake.
Oh, that is a very, very good one. It's just... It's similar, but different. It's the same, but different.
I think I like brownie ice cream cake as a better combo.
I mean, I like ice cream cake. Ice cream cake slaps,
Carvel ice cream cake. Oh.
It slaps, but ice cream and cake is just... I mean, that's...
Dude, yesterday...
That's a combination, like... Cake and ice cream.
Oh, it is. Yesterday was just because, all right, it's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But it's also my wife's birthday today. And then it's also her brother's birthday in a couple days.
So
we go to my in-laws.
A million.
We're eating food. We're doing desserts. I'm doing brownies, cakes, cookie cake. There's
There wasn't even any ice cream cake. He went in the freezer, found one they were saving.
No, we're going to eat this now. We're going to eat this now.
He just was like, I'm cutting this up.
Absolutely great. Cousin Jay says, corner piece of brownie with a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I saw a sister had ice cream pies. Did you see that she posted those on her Instagram?
No, ice cream pie?
From that, what, Charlie's Place? Is that where you got those? Oh, those look real good, too, man.
I want ice cream pie.
I'm back on my ice cream BS. I've had ice cream a few times now, and I'm locked and loaded.
Well, because it's worth it.
It's so worth it.
I've attempted to get ice cream a couple times, but it's just people all had the same exact idea that I had.
Yeah.
Whereas even yesterday, it was like 6-something when I was getting home.
Mm-hmm.
That was now the busiest I had ever seen that small Gannon's.
Well, because it got sunny out yesterday and it was a nice warm day.
People were parking. They filled up that the restaurant parking lot. I mean, I don't know if they were open, but if they were open, not, then all of Gannon's was there. There were people. Mm-hmm. They were parking at the gas station across the street and like walking.
Mm-hmm.
It was nuts.
Gannon's. Oh, Gannon's. I had peanut butter pandemonium on a brownie last night, Malfire says. My tum-tum hurts this morning, but it was a delicious treat.
It was worth it. Yeah.
Worth it. We get it. We all got dairy sensitivity. What are you going to do?
Just worth it. This is just so delicious.
Can you get, I guess maybe it would dilute the quality of it, but if I don't want a full ice cream cake from Carvel, can you go buy a slice? Can I just get a slice ice cream cake?
Maybe in their like little...
Or like a mini ice cream cake, you know?
Well, they've got... they're not the same, but there's little like ice cream portions. Like Friendly's makes one that's in those little cups that's similar to an ice cream cake. But they,
like if I'm out and about and just want a quick hit of an ice cream cake.
Then maybe in like, you know how they have the little freezer that's just kind of sitting in the middle of a Carvel,
or
maybe they'd have it there type deal, where like, we've got ice cream novelties, we cut up an ice cream cake, because that's a good idea if you have an ice cream cake.
Yeah, they got 4-inch cakes, they're saying. Single, little single cakes. All right, mini ice cream cakes.
There
all
you
right.
go. Or just
a little driving around cake.
Or just get a whole one and eat it.
Yeah, but...
But no, that's a good idea.
To the... Not to... Slight Carvel, but it's a big box, and you need to have a lot of freezer space for a Carvel ice cream cake box.
No, agree.
A little personal pan, like, do you?
Yeah, exactly.
And 4 inches, Jealousy, I agree, is big more ass than ice cream enough. Cake. It's more than enough.
It's huge.
Well, as long we're talking the classics, let's talk 90s, shall we? As Bro Bible has ranked the best fads of the 90s, fads with a D. I was the other thing.
In the 90s.
In the 90s, yeah. We got crazy. Best fads of the 90s. I'll give you the top 11. Rollerblades coming in at number 11. Legit 90s fad that I wish would come back. People are still rollerblading. It's not done.
No.
There's people on the parkway doing the rollerblades. You can still buy them.
Yeah, that and
roller
skating.
I really want to, but I'm afraid. I mean, on these ankles... On these weak ankles,
right?
Dude?
On these ankles?
I don't know if I should be rollerblading on these ankles, but I did like it back in the day.
Yep.
No, did you ever rollerblade?
The littlest bit. Not
was a thing
really.
For you?
Yeah. I did more of the, I don't know, like ground sports, feet on the ground sports.
Sure,
as opposed
not
to
rolling
the,
sports.
Yeah, yep.
I have seen a trend, and I don't think, I encourage people of my age to be active in your 40s. What I don't encourage is this current trend I'm seeing where a lot of dudes my age are going and buying skateboards. I don't know.
Oh, be careful.
Guys.
You're going to break a hip so fast.
Guys, I love you. I'm here with you. But there's a lot of dudes with gray beards like me going into skate shops on TikTok, and they're like, I'm going to get a skateboard.
I mean, if you used to, like, I mean, but just be careful. I don't want anybody breaking a knee or anything. Make sure you get all the wrist guards and stuff that go along with it, because you're going to fall.
I don't think that the orthopedic surgeons in Central New York can handle all the business you're going to be giving them.
They're saying no. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, we'd love it if you go and skateboard.
Hell yeah, skateboard. skateboard.
And I have a skateboard. I have a Toy Machine skateboard, Posty.
Boom.
Because I have a problem where if I couldn't own something as a child, I buy it now.
You're like, I'm taking this.
So I bought a Toy Machine skateboard in my 30s.
Yeah, right. Knees don't bend the way they did when you were 12.
Yeah, when you hit that ground, a lot more fragile things are going to snap. Beanie Babies, number 10. We thought that Beanie Babies would be a bigger thing. They weren't.
That's another one. Absolutely.
One 90s trend I have not given up on, and that's third wave ska. You know I still love my ska. Real Big Fish, Lesson Jake, you know.
I'm okay with that not being.
You know how much I love my ska. Well,
and it's got to be a trend that's probably not coming back for a while until, you know, the bands and music industry figures things out, because you're going to pay 12 or 15 people?
Yeah, Real Big Fish I see is reunited, man. And they're going to go on tour, and like Cody said, from a fiscal standpoint.
But
from
I'm
a
sure,
financial standpoint, I got to find that many hotel rooms.
Yep, but I'm sure someone like Real Big Fish, not throwing any shade at them, but mm-hmm. I'm sure they're going to be unreasonable and charge, oh, well, we're Real Big Fish, $75,000.
Probably, yeah, maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
Okay.
Slap bracelets. Bro Bible has listed the top 90s trends. Slap bracelets. They still exist. You can get them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're drinking, but that looks disgusting. What is that?
It's an energy drink, but it's like a lemonade one.
It's like a green, kind of, it's like a fluorescent green, like your.
I melt. It's
like an antifreeze.
It's highlighter.
It's highlighter liquid.
I didn't like the flavor, so I'm like, I bet that would look good.
Popular in the 90s. You can still get them. Slap bracelets are still around. Slaps.
Yeah. No, I've seen those. Yep. Those still are a thing.
You can get those, especially if you go to a casino, not a casino, a kid's casino.
But not.
Cash in your money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. But not as much as they used to. Those were.
They were a big deal. Yeah, and then you take them apart and turn them into weapons.
Yup.
Number That's seven. Metal. Starter jackets, top 90s trend.
Oh, I still have mine from the 90s.
And they came back.
I know.
They did come back. People are still making them.
If they didn't fit me and I could, you know, didn't want to wear them still, I would look to flip those real quick.
Top 90s trends, number six. I wish I still had mine. The Nintendo Game Boy.
Really? Game Boy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I went to a micro game last week to shop.
No Game Boy?
Well, they have them, but I just don't.
They're probably
expensive now. And I'm like, will you really play a Game Boy?
Yeah, that's...
Will you really sit down and play a Game Boy? Come on.
Right.
Well, at the time, it was cool.
Yes.
Now you've got a computer with a...
Well, that's... Yes.
HD screen
on it. You're going to get it and start to play, and after like 2 minutes of one game, you're going to be like, I have PS5.
Yeah.
I got a PS5 now.
Yeah.
I'm all set. Thanks.
Like, my kids still have... They used to have the 3DSs. They still have them.
Yeah.
We'll dust those off. My wife plays games on those sometimes.
Yeah, those are fine.
Those are fine. Number five, top 90s trends. You've all said it in chat. Jinko jeans.
Those are trying to come back, too,
but they're ridiculous. They're like $200 for a pair of jeans.
And it looks just as stupid now as it did then.
Yeah. I wore a lot of dumb things in the 90s. I never owned a pair of JNCO because they didn't make sense. And B, they'd be covered in salt and water trying to go to school in the winter.
It was usually like two types of kid. Either the ones they were wearing Marilyn Manson shirts with them, or the annoying kid that had a little Mountain Dew and was the most annoying little bastard you ever had.
All gacked up on Dew.
That was the kid that was also wearing the JNCO jeans.
Yeah. No, it was either the goth kids, and we had plenty of those.
Oh.
Who would do the goth kids? Kyle Proya was one of the goth kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
shout out Kyle. Mike Saban was one of the goth kids. They'd have their like coal chamber t-shirt on and then the big JNCO jeans.
With 80 I don't think JNCO chains.
Yeah, with a lot of chains.
They were those where it was like JNCO pants.
Because the step above JNCO, and I'll tell you this, I want to know if anybody remembers these. The UFO pants were the next step. You remember UFO pants?
No.
They were JNCOs, but for rave kids. And they had all the straps.
That's what I pictured them.
And reflectors on them.
80 different chains.
Yeah. Yes. Tons of accessories were on the UFO pants.
Yeah.
So that when you were rave, you were doing the rave moves.
Crazy.
Yeah, you had all those going on.
Watch me move.
UFO pants were the next level up.
Yeah.
Back to the top 90s trends. This one. Oh, this changed summers for Cousin Jane. I'll tell you what. Super Soakers, man.
Oh, yeah, I had one.
Super Soakers.
Absolutely.
And it's because Cousin Jay never did anything just like run-of-the-mill. Like, we had that initial green Super Soaker.
Yep.
But then Cousin Jay would always get the upgrades and the upgrades. And so one summer, he had the backpack one.
I remember that. I had a friend that had that. And you would go and just reload in their pool. Oh, those were the best.
He had the backpack, and then we disassembled the backpack and just stuck the hose into the pool, and we would shoot you with pool water.
And then you're just good to go.
It was crazy, the big backpack Super Soaker.
I had the original one and one other, and then that was good.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you needed.
Now we're into the top three. Top three 90s trends according to BroBible.com. Number three is going to be grunge. Grunge music, grunge style. The clothing.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if I call it a fad. Because
I feel like it's still around.
Yeah, grunge is still very big, I would say. So I don't...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little disagreement.
Number two, Pogs. And look at us. We still got our Pogs.
We've got the ones right over there. I've got the ones from my own collection.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
And the number one.
Big enough market for it, then. Oh, that wasn't number one?
No!
Oh, all right, wait. Let's see. Pogs, Beanie Babies, Pokemon? No, that's not a fad. I don't know. Yeah.
The number one. Ooh. 90s fad.
I.
In 1993, Los Del Rio spent 14 weeks
Rio.
On the number one slot on the Billboard Hot 100.
A couple old ass dudes.
That just released the Macarena.
I'm gonna go to
sold sing. Millions of copies. It was everywhere.
Are you ready for me? Time for me to sing to you. And then we do a dance.
Roller rinks, radio, restaurants. Yep. The Macarena everywhere. Was everywhere.
Let's go.
We had a dance for it.
Yeah. That everybody knows. Don't act like you don't know how to do the Macarena.
Even if you're barely doing it right.
You can lie all you want, but you know how to do it.
Here we are.
And then you jump.
School dances were never the same.
Oh, everybody had to line up, man. Oh.
They'd all rush to the gym floor.
Yeah, show the kids that are doing their TikTok dances. And
yeah, we were
video
doing the
from this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We were ahead of the curve. Twitch and YouTube,
wow.
Type in K-Rock CNY video streams, always live all morning long.
Did they do like shows and stuff?
Yes,
they did.
They toured, yeah.
Open,
what is their second best song?
Open, middle, and close with this. Hey, we'll go again.
Nah, they went kind of the way of Chubby Checker. It seems like every song they've done or released is a version of Macarena.
Yeah.
Mas Macarena.
Hey there, Mr. Macarena.
Macarena, the River remix. Macarena, the Bayside Boys remix. I mean, there's a lot.
Macarena ladies.
Yeah. Yep. Macarena again.
Yeah.
How do you make a name as the city's most compelling compact crossover? Well, the Lexus UX started with a refined suspension tuned for the streets. Then added a palette of distinctive, vibrant exterior colors. And kept it going with an available 12.3-inch touchscreen using our intuitive Lexus interface. The Lexus UX, engineered to fit in, designed to stand out. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota and Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota and Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Of course, we're always streaming right there. You know how we get busy. Thanks for coming to the Friday Night House Party. We did a little Friday Night House Party last Friday night.
Right.
Thanks for everybody who stopped by. Listened to some tunes.
Had some jams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also same with the Papa John's on Friday. It was the busiest remote I've ever done.
Bro, Papa John's
busiest
in Cicero.
Remote. That was the busiest one I've ever done.
What is going on out there?
18 years.
That was a jam-packed Papa John's. They're doing huge business out there in Cicero.
That was awesome.
We ate pizza. I forget that was only Friday.
Yeah.
Time is a flat circle. When you live in an anxious bubble every second of your life.
It feels like it was a lot longer ago. But.
I swung down there with my oldest. We went out for a drive. And it was nonstop at that Papa John's. We got the pepperoni and a cheese and the 10-inch breadstick cheese stick thingy.
Same.
You did?
Yeah.
Good.
Same.
Thank you, Malloy, for that sub and Twitch. We appreciate that.
No, it was good. It was fun.
Switched shirts with, I believe, Charlie was his name.
I forget.
From
I
the
have
Ithaca
his
store.
Contacts, because I got to send him those pictures.
Yeah, I put it on our Facebook.
Yes.
Classic jersey swap.
It was jersey swap.
Jersey swap.
Yep.
Cody wanted a Papa John's shirt. Charlie wanted a K-Rock shirt.
Yep.
We don't have money for shirts anymore, so Cody gave his own shirt.
I'll say that because I have a couple of those ones.
There you go, bud.
So I was, hey, it was worth the swap.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that was fun.
It was a fun remote.
Yep, it was good.
A lot of people stopped by.
I went through everything. Like, I got wiped out. Concert tickets,
people
CDs.
People seem to know how Plinko worked at this one while I was there briefly.
Yep. That was good.
And Gravity is? Yes, Gravity is.
Gravity
is what we do here.
Yes, I've heard of Gravity. Yes. Gave away free pies as well.
You did?
Yeah.
You were giving out freebies?
Well, I got a stack of cards, and it came in handy because everything went flying in Plinko, so I put a little space for free pizzas, too.
Nice.
So it was good.
What other chicken is over there? Did they have, like, chicken, like, boneless chicken and stuff at that Papa John's?
I don't know if I saw it on the...
Because is that where they're opening the Wingstop, too, in that same stretch?
Yeah, I talked to a couple people that I think they're training because they came out with bags, and I went... This is, of course, Cody style. Are you guys open? Wingstop is open? What did you get? They're like, we're just training. No.
Well, what is that?
Please back up.
And then there was that smoothie spot that was giving out smoothies.
Yep.
That little plaza's bumping, bro.
There's a lot over there in that area, man. But, yeah, that's a good little, just grab the little Wingstop. Little pop.
The Price is Right gave away the largest single... The largest amount in a single game show history.
They still do the show?
Price is Right?
I thought they just kind of did repeats for forever.
No, it's on every day. Drew Carey's still making them, man.
And that makes sense considering prices of things. Eventually, something was going to be just because.
Things are so expensive now, yeah.
Yeah, you give away a car, all of a sudden, it's now the third highest, you know,
whatever. It records, setting records on, Friday's Mother's Day themed episode.
Okay.
Had a retired veteran named Vanessa, so we love that. She won $240,150 in cash and prizes, my
friend.
She played a game, The Lion's Share.
And
I have never seen The Lion's Share.
I don't know the names of a lot
of
them.
Me either.
That's the problem with that for me, is that I don't know the name. And
as well as a luxury trip to Monaco. Here's the audio.
We're going to start things off with $2,500 in cash.
Yay! All right, you want to keep going?
Yes,
all right,
absolutely.
Good.
$25,000
wow.
In cash.
Want to keep going?
My God.
Okay, she's going to keep on going.
$100,000.
Let it roll, baby.
The last two numbers on my daughter's birthday. I have to go.
She's going
to
go for it.
It's $100,000.
Yeah.
That's crazy, but yeah, the taxes on that, hell no. No.
I have to believe. I'm going to go with it.
A mother-daughter trip to Morocco.
$240,150. Vanessa, nice job. Almost a quarter mil. Which makes her the biggest pricing game winner in Price is Right daytime history.
Well, that wasn't even...
Yeah, that was
The showcase...
No, that was some game called Lion's Share. I'm not familiar with Lion's Share.
Did she then lose the showcase?
I don't know. I didn't watch that. I've only seen this clip.
No, that's going to suck, though. After taxes, yeah, I'd be like, never mind. I don't even want the hassle.
I mean, still, even if 50% goes to taxes, that's still $110,000 in your pocket. I could do some damage with that.
But I like that she won stuff like that because... Like, you know, you win cars and all that other crap.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, pay the taxes
You get it out of here. It's not ours anymore.
Lion's Share game is 40 spaces. Five of them are lose it all.
Okay.
Five of them are $100,000. She got two of the $100,000 boxes.
Now that you just did that, it's that?
It's not the punching game. Oh. That's punch them something. That's something. I don't
punch
know.
Punch them something. That's
punch
my favorite one.
Yeah.
Punch them something.
Yeah.
Okay. I like Lion's Share, though.
Yeah, whatever.
It gets you $250,000. And again, in a trip. That's what's good because that's not a...
Mm-hmm.
Although they might...
They got to pay taxes on trip.
Well, and a lot of them, it's not right now. So you have to fly out of here. We're here. We booked it from...
They fly you out of Los Angeles.
Here,
so
yeah.
So you got to get to Los Angeles.
Come here and then...
Mm-hmm.
But it might be worth it.
Better than nothing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Posty and Chad asking if you saw your rabbit this morning. No.
No.
We don't know where his rabbit is, and it's concerning. Good morning, this is K-Rob.
What happened to him?
I hate to think the worst happened.
I don't know,
maybe he moved on.
See, he might have just another house somewhere.
Maybe he moved on.
Yep.
Oh, Pudgy's wife said that. Sorry, not posted.
Yeah.
Shut up.
But yeah, no.
No, we don't know where your rabbit is, bud.
I mean, there's plenty up by me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're jumping around?
They're just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere. That deer back, it's wild up there now. Every bird you could possibly...
I do like the birds. The springtime birds are out.
We also have a woodpecker issue.
What?
Like, there is two. One of them is one of them big sons of bitches.
And it's just loud outside of the trees?
It's like you can see it when it flies away. It's like Woody the Woodpecker. It's got to be a foot and a half, 2 feet tall.
What do you
tall.
Do about woodpeckers?
Out there, nothing.
Nothing?
At home.
Like, they're eating bugs, right? We want them? Do we want them to do something?
I think it's that you'd rather have them, but it still means doesn't mean like the tree's dead or something. Or,
I don't
or
know.
It could kill the tree. Or I don't know. I
can imagine it's annoying trying to sleep in and it's just a...
Luckily, it hasn't done it yet. Like early in the morning, it's all in the middle of the day stuff. But no, it's that time of year where about 4,
mm-hmm.
you can hear the birds through my window.
Yikes!
That's how. I mean, I like it
mm-hmm.
to an extent if it's not 5 minutes before my alarm.
Sure.
If I can hear it and then fall back asleep to it, and then like in the morning on the weekends, then it's great.
I like leaving like this morning. I leave the house and I hear the chirpy chirps. I like that.
Yeah,
it's a good springtime
just
vibe.
Not to wake me up 10 minutes before my alarm.
Exactly. Well, the Red Hot Chili Peppers have sold their music catalog to Warner Music for $300 million.
I still don't really understand what this means when artists do this.
So instead of like, so their music catalog generates about $26 million a year, which means that would then get divided up against, you know, labels. And so basically Warner Music, if that's who owned their portion, would get their cut. And then the band would get their cut, and it'd all be diverse. So Warner's like, hey, why don't you just, we'll give you a flat fee right now, and it's ours.
No, it's AMD.
So now, Warner, what I do wonder, though, is, like, does the Red Hot Chili Peppers now have to pay to play their music on tour?
That's what I mean. Like, now, because do they then owe them money for using their own logos and music, and
I'm sure that's been worked out with lawyers or whatever. But if it's like,
and now they don't get it if like somebody wants to use Under the Bridge for a car commercial, they don't have to ask them. They go to Warner,
which they used to be able to, like, you know, bands would say, "Well, hey, we're not, don't use our music," and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
now that they've sold the rights,
too bad.
They can do whatever they want with it.
Yep, they can do it for a drug rehab
we
center.
We are accepting offers for our catalog. If anybody wants all of these episodes.
Right. 300 mil sounds about right.
Yeah, about 300 mil. I'll take about 3 mil. We'll take about 3 mil.
Right.
All right, let's go.
Right.
Let's cook.
But that's just very, very confusing. I almost feel like it's just a way for rich celebrities to kind of just get more money
They got a big payout.
Because then, if they don't, then they can still just go on tour and be the Red Hot Chili Peppers and make all the money.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't matter. And then they just double dip. They got it from this now, and then they'll get it from that later. Oh, it's very weird. I don't know.
They're cashing in for sure.
Like t-shirts and stuff.
I don't know how it all works.
Because that's not the music catalog, right?
No, the deal is not to be confused with their big sale in 2015 with another group that bought the band's publishing rights for $150 million. And now it's getting in the weeds, and I don't understand any of it.
Yeah,
like somebody owns a catalog, someone's owns publishing. I don't know.
It just sounds like Anthony Kiedis.
A lot of people
really wanted some money,
having a lot more money than the rest of us, folks. That's all that I know.
Yeah, for real.
Well, the most popular baby names have been released from the year 2025.
Baby one, baby two.
Baby one and baby two. Exactly right.
That's all you need.
Little baby.
Yep.
Little Baba.
Little tiny baby. Yes.
No, number one for girls. All Olivia. Right.
Okay, I was going to say, what's popular right now? So, okay, Olivia Rodrigo. That makes sense.
Oh, good one. Then that would explain number one for boys then. Liam, bruv.
Is it really?
It is Liam.
Ah, that's really funny.
Now, I'm sure it's not our Liam.
Uh-huh.
Probably another Liam.
No.
Is there like another famous Liam right
now? There's not even another famous Liam. Is only one.
Because I know you all sent us the article that Oasis has a documentary coming out.
That's what they were doing
on September 11th.
That's good.
In the theaters.
That's a good day to have. Be nice.
That's
to
a
remember,
good day. Nothing
to remember
really
good things. And,
it's a good day. That won't be a bummer.
Perfect.
Number two for girls, Charlotte.
Really?
Followed by Emma, Amelia, and Sophia.
All right.
Boys.
Those are all fine. I don't dislike any of those, I guess.
Liam.
Yep.
Noah.
No.
Oliver.
No.
Theodore.
No.
Henry.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
They're these not, are all very are uppity white names.
Yeah, those aren't my favorite.
Theodore!
I don't really like those.
Theodore's Big Ted, right? Teddy? Right? Theodore,
your,
Ted?
Your name's Teddy.
That's Ted?
Yeah, your name's Big Ted. Teddy? What was the second one? No, I don't know what it is. I don't like
Noah
that.
Khan.
Oh, that, yeah, that doesn't help.
He's popping up, but there's a lot of famous Noahs
but yeah,
right
not,
now.
Not a huge Noah.
Noah's a hard name. Not Josh and Cody are the best baby names.
Obviously.
And they never make any list for some reason.
Right? Oliver?
Oliver?
No.
What do we, why, what's popular now for Oliver?
Right, yeah, why Oliver? Oliver, close off.
Oh! Oh! Our data shows that you did indeed do it all for the Nookie, sir. Please. Please.
Get down. Oy, oy, backwards, happy. Red Yankee hat.
Happy Monday, May 11th, 2026.
Yeah, wow.
Year of our Lord. This is K-Rod.
We're kind of bitch slapping May around a little bit
we're
here.
Getting,
it's already
we're
11.
Right through May, bud. We're cooking. We are cooking.
11th.
5-11, bud. Yo. I don't know how I feel about this, because I guess she did commit a murder, but it was kind of the guy's kink. So did you see this OnlyFans model who suffocated her client to death?
Uh-oh.
But the client kind of asked for it, but now the roommate is saying that
you gotta have a safe something, a pinch on the thigh.
Michaela
something.
Rylarsdam, 32, was asked by Michael Dale to, quote, wrap him up like a mummy.
Yeah.
In his home back in April of 2023.
Okay.
He also requested that she glue women's boots to his feet.
Okay.
And pour adhesive into his eyes to seal them shut.
No.
I don't kink shame, but can anybody just do sex?
No. That's a little much.
Bro!
That's not so much a kink as it's a, like a, whatever the word for that is, where you have to do those
Call
things to yourself.
Call me old-fashioned, but what happened to missionary, man, you know? You gotta glue boots on your feet and then seal your eyes shut?
No, and
not to speak ill of the dead, but dude.
You kind of sound stupid. And that for the lady to be like, yeah, okay.
I mean, she's getting paid.
But you gotta know there's gonna be consequences to that. You know?
True, like if he was like, my kink is to be shot in the face, you're like, I ain't doing that.
Well, he'd be like, yeah, hold on now.
I ain't shooting in the face, go find somebody else.
And close my eyes forever, wrap me up like a mummy, and then glue boots to me. So I can't breathe. I can't open my eyes. Like, no. Stop.
She was filming it for her OnlyFans content as her client struggled to breathe.
Yeah, as one would.
She eventually did call 911 and attempted to resuscitate Mr. Dale as he became unresponsive because you did. I guess,
what do you
do if you're in that line of work? Like, you're the dom, right? The dom is the...
Yeah, the ladies
the
being
lady
the dom right now.
Beating you with it.
Yes.
Like, what do you do? Obviously, there's safe words, but if he's like, I want to be suffocated.
Then you be suffocated, and that's sexual to you, I guess.
And you take that risk, you're like...
Yeah, yeah.
I guess if he dies, he dies. Because she did plead guilty, so she knows she did it.
Well, it's probably being filmed, too, so you can't really...
Yeah,
it's evidence.
Is
that you? No.
Yeah.
Just get choked like the rest of us.
Listen.
I mean...
you know? Just give I'm call me old fashioned. Just give me something standard, you know, missionaries good for
just
the business.
Choke me, and the safe word is waiting until you see the life start to leave my eyes a little bit.
See, that's maybe she
little
didn't.
Bit.
She had the bag over
exactly.
his head. She couldn't
can't
tell.
See it. And then you let off just a bit to get a little air in there.
Police found Mr. Dale with pink duct tape over his mouth and a plastic bag covering his head. So his legs, wrists, and fingers were also bound with the duct tape and clinging film.
Oh, yeah, no. I just thought that she wrapped him up with that stuff, but duct tape as well, that makes you die.
His head was wrapped in this bag for at least 8 minutes.
No.
I guess, how do you discover that you're into this? Your eyes glued shut?
I don't really get
boots glued on your feet.
I don't understand that part of it. I can understand the breathing thing because you maybe taking the other
sure,
the choking thing
the
a little
people,
too far.
Yeah,
but,
people do like that.
But I mean, jeez, like I don't. That's
like when you're done. When you're all done, how are you getting the glue out of your eyes? The boots that are glued
right?
on your feet.
And what did you get like pink eyes as a kid and? Got a boner from it?
I don't know, man. That's psychologically, I hate the kink shame, but I'm shaming a little bit here.
And like what?
You died.
Well, yeah, so he doesn't get you know, to finish.
Right.
Because it, if it's sexual, how is he finishing? Just in his mind, no hands, and then just...
I don't know. Detectives found several troubling videos of Mr. Dale on her phone, images of him that were bound, that were sent to her husband. Oh, so she was married?
Well, if she's just, yeah, OnlyFans, and that's just a client, then...
Mr. Dale's roommate told the court he overheard him asking to, for her to stop and even offering money for her to do so. I mean, that's his word against, I guess, a dead man's word. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seems wild to me that it takes that much.
And then, yeah, after the post-end clarity, and you're just sitting there going, what was that?
Yeah, well...
Now that my eyes are open from the adhesives that
now that I've
gotten
got
off,
the glue out of my eyes.
Like, I'm going to go home for a little while.
They stated in an affidavit that her husband had financially benefited from the crime. What does that mean?
He got paid a lot.
Her husband did, in fact, get at least $1,000 from Dale while she was in Dale's home, and her husband encouraged her to continue getting more from Dale by engaging in this fetish behavior.
Yeah.
So what? He was like paying. Like, I'll give you $1,000 if you glue my eyes shut.
And I keep going. I'll give you another $1,000. And then eventually it reversed
like
course, is
at
what
home
the roommate's saying.
Watching this.
I guess.
She was initially charged with second degree murder, later pled guilty to a lesser charge of involuntary manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
She's expected to be sentenced to 4 years in prison.
Yeah,
which
I would
I
say.
I guess isn't a lot.
No, I would say that's fine. It's man. I don't think it's murder. Because, you know, it was consensual for a bit.
For a minute until it wasn't.
Which then turned to manslaughter. So, yeah.
Yeah, Pudge's wife, why didn't the roommate intervene if he heard? I mean, maybe that he thought that was part of it.
Yeah,
this is a guy who lives with a guy who likes women's boots glued to his feet. He's probably just in his room being like,
yeah,
what the hell's going on over there? Here he goes again.
Jesus, this is more I'm going to have to clean up after, aren't I?
The district attorney said, quote, the evidence showed that he hired her to perform bondage acts and fetish acts.
Mm.
There is no indication that he asked her to obstruct his breathing, asked her to put tape over his mouth, or asked her to put a plastic bag over his head. Well, if it was recorded, we'll have all this answer.
Yeah,
it'll
be on there. Reverse snuff film.
He acted, her attorney says she acted appropriately when she noticed him struggling. Like, maybe she realized it had gone too far.
Yeah, probably when, you know, he stopped being alive.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just a world. That's a world I don't understand.
No, that's not. No, thank you.
I mean,
okay.
I'm not in with the times, I guess, man.
We're squares.
A lot of people enjoying Watkins Glen.
Good.
Yeah, we don't follow racing. It's not much of our things, but
no.
It looked fun. I watched a little bit yesterday on the TV. You're all saying that it was fun. I know that it was muddy. At least for the camping, because it did rain, but...
Did the Rainbow Warrior get his another victory, as he always should? You don't know the Rainbow Warrior?
I don't know anything about racing at all.
Number one son of a gun, Jeff Gordon!
Oh, is he still racing? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know anything about anything.
I feel like I haven't heard that name in a long time.
I try to follow all the local stuff, guys, but I don't know anything about racing. I do like dirt track racing up at the Fulton Speedway and stuff.
I like some of the... quick atmospheres of like a VIP box that we used to do that at Fulton every once in a while. Cause that's, again, it's not for me, but I like watching. It's a good people watching thing.
Yeah,
it's a
we're
good
trying
place
to get, we keep telling Tammy to get us up at some of these like dirt track events.
Yeah. Oh, he hasn't been a racer for like 10 years.
Nah, but Oswego is not a dirt track unless it's Super Dirt Week.
But anything.
That's a paved track.
Although that's a lot bigger.
It's bigger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just. Any of a night would
I
be
do
fun
like
to
local
do
racing, yeah.
Something again.
So I'm glad you guys. I see some of you went out to the Glen. That was looked like a beautiful day for racing yesterday. So I hope you got. I hope you enjoyed it. And we learned
great times
because we were making derogatory jokes about how they only go left during chat.
You were. I wouldn't.
Apparently, Glen is a road course. Rockin' Glen is a road course, so it goes right and left.
Ooh,
that changes everything.
Well, that's challenging
changes
the racers.
Everything.
They got to know. Two directions.
Who gave Britney Spears a snake? Don't let her have a live animal, please.
Did she find it outside and is
she
like
was
keeping
at a
it
pet
like a
store with her
oh,
kids,
no.
And she like posted a photo of how she was adopting this snake.
No, hopefully
somebody
her,
go get that snake, please.
Before she puts it in her or some weird like has it crawl like a does the little
she forgets that
flute.
She leaves it outside and somebody go get that snake, please.
No, just real quick, maybe it's her kids.
But they're grown at this point. She was in rehab, Deanna, but she checked out of rehab and went and got a snake.
That wasn't enough rehab.
Oh!
Listen,
Britney Spears needs like a solid 3 years in rehab.
Well, if the very first thing out of rehab you do is go and buy an exotic snake, maybe.
Yeah, she ain't done cooking yet, maybe.
Oh, it looks like it's
a little tiny Burmese python.
It looks like the one that was
from
on
the video.
Her.
Yeah. Oh. That's why she was drawn to it.
Oh, she's stuck in.
She saw that snake. She had the bigger version of it on that slave thing. Dave says she's out on good behavior. I think Brittany, Cousin Jay, Brittany needs whatever AJ was talking about on Friday. Where
that crazy ketamine thing?
Ketamine your brain and then all the lights flash. Yeah. I mean,
that would be awesome.
Also, in celebrity news, Kevin Bacon got attacked by bees.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You got to be careful, man.
He was out hiking with his daughter and her boyfriend when they came upon a beehive, and for whatever reason, they went into full attack mode. They went all over Kevin.
Jeez. I wonder if maybe did he nudge it or something, or?
Let me see if I can play this.
Because that's awful. As a person that's been stung multiple times.
Scoot was in the front, so he was in the middle, and I was holding up the rear. Scoot points out to the left that there's a beehive over there. And so she says, Dad, hey, there's a beehive. Watch out. So these bees, they must not have liked my work or something, because they left the two of
they
them.
They were not
alone.
A fan of Kevin Bacon.
Full on after me. Let's attack KB. Stinging me everywhere, including underneath my shirt. Now, it was very nice of my daughter to not take out her phone and start videoing this epic bee sting dance.
Bees love bacon.
They do.
I asked her if there was any way that she could recreate it from memory.
There's bees in there. Okay.
This is his daughter. Okay. Now she's dancing. Yeah, she's doing all the. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to encounter bees, man. Those scare the hell out of me. I run.
As someone that gets stung all the time, but
you're a curious little bear. You're a poker.
Well, yeah, that's not. That's. I can tell you, it's not enjoyable. But also, as a person that got stung that multitude of times as a kid, jumping on that old mattress.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, man.
Not good.
Yeah, it's not enjoyable. I'll tell you that much right now. But now I'm part bee, so.
When I ran home covered in bees after running over to the beehive, that was also not fun.
Part bee. Now you're also part bee.
Oh, we'll roll into your 90s and 9 with some Beck. Get into our gaming stream brought to you by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying with Ryan. Ryan Phelps Auto Sales open all over CNY and in Rome. Twitch and YouTube, we're playing Avalanche at Wild. Cody is the home team. I'm the Avalanche. Place your bets in twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Back. Keep it locked.
There's a destination, a little up the road from the habitations of the towns we know. A place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow. Pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.